Hello, everybody. This is Rick, and it is the 16th of December, 2013, and you're listening to the Affair Recovery Library and EMS Q&A. So let's get to our questions today. First question: is it best to keep quiet? It's been about 5 weeks since I found out about my wife's affair. She voluntarily disclosed it. So far, the only people that know about it are me and my wife, our pastor, getting counseling, and the spouse of the other betrayed, so five people. The affair was fully ended. There's no contact between them, and it's already been physically over a couple of months when I found out. My wife is fully committed, rebuilding our marriage. They're involved in both fam they on in both families. More or less, the idea has been to keep the affair private. Doesn't seem wise to do any more damage to kids, families, parents, reputations, etc. I guess I'm wanting to get some confirmation that that's the right choice. It seems wisest in my logical head. It's also difficult when I'm around people who know I'm struggling with something emotionally and don't know what it is. Of course, here on affairrecovery.com, our anonymity is protected, but I'd like just to hear your thoughts on this, if it's really the best course of action. Thank you so much for your site. It's been a huge help in trying to navigate this emotionally confusing time. Typically, there's a lot of talking that needs to happen. If you're in something like the EMSO class, there may not be a need to tell anyone else. However, if many people will find that finding one or two people who are trusted confidants, that you can both give what I call the good housekeeping seal of approval, that course of action can be very helpful. Because you may find there are times you just need to process, and certainly she may find time that it would be helpful to have other women to talk with, especially if there are people who have already been through some sort of infidelity, just to process through her feelings and to make things, help things make sense in her own mind. Because probably if she was in the affair to begin with, there may have been some justifications she was using, and it's hard to be able to talk those out. And you may be a difficult person at times to talk with. Also, the Hope for Healing class for women is really helpful for this if she's just trying to work through issues for herself and gives her a very safe place to process. But like I said, we normally recommend that you have one, two, maybe three at the most, people that you both agree would be safe if either of you needed to talk. So that would be our general recommendation. But as I said, if you're an EMSO, then you may already have something like that. So I hope that helps you out some. Next question. My husband and I just completed the first week of EMSO, and although it was stressed on the call and in the lessons that the full truth and disclosure is essential, my husband is still refusing to talk. He keeps telling me he can't keep talking about it. He insists that he's stated everything and disclosed everything. Yet, when I ask him, I learned that he had had unprotected sex when he had previously insisted that they always use condoms. Then he makes me crazy by stating that he had already disclosed that to me. This is what's infuriating and hurtful. I'm powerless because he holds the cards about the affair and shuts down my attempts at truly getting it all out to my level of need. He has not offered a full confession and disclosure on his own, but has held it all tight himself and only dispenses the questions being asked. I see other unhurtful spouses offering the gesture of honesty and full disclosure out of kindness, repentance, and respect for the hurt spouse. I wonder if it's just not something possible in my marriage, despite our desire to repair the damage from the affair. Well, possibly, but this is also your first week of EMSO, and I think you'll find as you go through the course that more information will probably come out. The one thing you can do is make sure that you control your emotional reaction so it'll be safe enough for him to be able to talk about other things. I mean, research is pretty clear. Couples who can talk about it, 84% do really well. And, it's because it is about kind of putting it behind us. But couples who can't, only about 52 or 53% of them even survive. And I know it seems hard for him to understand. One of the things that many unfaithful spouses don't realize is the reason people continually ask questions isn't because they don't believe them, but oftentimes, they want to stay with them, they want to work things out, but it just doesn't make sense. So they keep asking the questions in an attempt to understand. And I would hope that as the group goes on and he sees the other spouses, that he can see how, the other couples are surviving that. I would also suspect if your husband's having trouble answering questions like that, that he deals with a great deal of shame. And I don't know if he could handle this or not, but you might tell him that, this just isn't about you. This is about us. This is about me. And right now you need to get over your shame and please help me. And maybe that'll work. Tell him, I think I can forgive you, but I'm not. At this point, it's difficult for me to move on if you can't help me see the picture. And I think as you go along in the class that maybe he'll get more comfortable just being able to talk about it. Oftentimes, our subjective realities, what we hear when someone tells us, we don't even hear everything. And you can tell him, you might have told me that the first time. I don't know. I don't remember it. But you have to remember, I'm also in shock. So I may need to be able to talk about these things several times. And by at least kind of giving him that, maybe in that calm a manner, that type of explanation that he'll be able to continue on. But be patient. I suspect that more and more will begin to come out through the class, and you may get much of what you need just as he talks and processes through the course. And our last question for the day, I love this title, How to Be Friendly Without Flirting. Hi, Rick, I have a question I hope you can help me with. I am the unfaithful spouse, and my wife is the betrayed spouse. The other day, we were at the grocery store, and I went over to a female store worker where the item was. After the interaction, my wife thought I was flirting with the woman, where I thought I was just being friendly. It was not my intention to flirt with the woman, but I trust my wife's interpretation of the interaction from the outside. As we've processed this, I realize I need to know how to be friendly with women, but not flirty. Can you help provide some guidelines for this? Sometimes, maybe a better term instead of friendly, would be courteous. Because I think if you're courteous with someone, that word may define it a little better. It's very much about not hi, how are you doing? It's not so much about them, but it's being direct with the question and then being thankful for what they've done. It's being respectful, hello ma'am, da 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 da, but it's not the same as hope you're having a great day. It's not encouraging necessarily. I mean, it's not being mean. I mean, you certainly can smile, but it's being courteous with people, and see if that helps a little bit. The problem with trying to encourage people or trying to make somebody's day better, if it's someone with the opposite sex, is that really can begin to be seen as flirting. If you're trying to be a blessing to someone, in some ways, and it can be taken by them where they begin to even look towards you for that sort of interaction. But again, just being courteous, where you ask what you need and you say, thank you very much. Even being respectful, though, to someone as you approach them, thank you, ma'am, things like that. Those are helpful. So maybe look at it through the lens of courtesy and see if that doesn't help. If not, why don't you post another question on this one and I'll do some thinking on it and we'll just expound on this. And that's all of our questions for the day. I want to thank you all for joining the call and I look forward to our talk next week. I hope everybody has a great day and get your Christmas shopping done. Bye-bye.